From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Nearly half of President-elect Donald Trump's possible Supreme Court nominees that he released during the campaign recently spent some time in Washington, D.C. for the Federalist Society National Lawyers Convention. 91.5 KRCC Capitol reporter Benta Berkland has more.
The gathering is a tribute to late Justice Antonin Scalia. It's also become a job fair of sorts after Trump's presidential win. Matthew Hitt is an assistant professor of political science at Colorado State University and studies the U.S. Supreme Court. He says it's unclear who President-elect Trump might pick, but even though he isn't a traditional conservative, his nominee could be.
It's also not clear to me how much the president-elect cares about the Supreme Court relative to other policy goals. Is it possible that by appointing a traditional justice in the mold of an Antonin Scalia might mollify some of his critics on his right flank to enable him to be more unorthodox in other areas?
Hitt says exit polls show that voters who cited the U.S. Supreme Court as a top issue overwhelmingly backed Trump for president compared to Clinton. I'm Benta Berkland.
The FBI's Denver office has a new leader. The agency announced today that Calvin Shivers has been named as the special agent in charge of the Denver division, which is responsible for both Colorado and Wyoming. He most recently served as the acting special agent for the division and as chief of the Violent Crimes Against Children section at FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C. Shivers replaces Thomas Ravenel, who was transferred to FBI headquarters. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.